T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL quarterback, now with AM790 in Houston. Sean Salisbury is with us. Sean, how you doing, buddy? Browns have a new head coach, and it's Freddie Kitchens.
I'm doing well. Happy New Year. And, yes, I love it. Why not? He was put in the calls under some dire circumstances this year with coaching changes and given the reins to call the plays during the season. He responded and answered the call, passed the test. Freddie Kitchens is a great choice.
What is it beyond? Is there anything else beyond, you know, just what he did with the offense this year that you like about Freddie?
Well, I've never sat in from a distance, any of us that comment on how great somebody is when we don't know them, just what we've seen with visuals and what we've heard. I've never sat in a room and interviewed Freddie. I've never sat there and, you know, over a cup of coffee or something, talked football with him. I do know this. From a distance, it looks to me like he commands respect without begging for it. And I think that, and we get caught up into this players coach talk, and I don't do the players coach thing. I like players that respect the coach, that'll respect him in that way, shape, and form, but also respond to him and have that, I call it respectful fear. Respectful fear is you like the guy, you respect him, but like your dad, that when Pops called you into the office or needed to talk to you, you didn't know if it was put his arm around you and raise your allowance or to kick you in the rear end because you were late for class. So it appears from a distance it's like that. You know, you can only go by what you see and what you hear from people, but I have not sat with him and don't know, but it seems to me that the response, go by the response, not just after he was hired, but while he was in the fire coaching. I always, for me, if I'm interviewing a head coach or a candidate or a coordinator or whatever it is, and I'm the GM / president of the school athletic director, when he sits across from me, the first thing I need to know is, can you get guys believing in themselves more? I mean, can you make them believe more in themselves than they do themselves? Can you get more out of them than they think they can get out of themselves? It appears that Freddie was able to do that. So, you know what? He's served his time when it comes to going through the coaching ranks. I always laugh when people say, well, why, you know, outsiders will say, well, why him? He's not, like, we got to hire some guy who's got a big name. Big names, how would we have known who Andy Reid was? And I ask people out there that wonder, what was Andy Reid doing before he was the head coach in Philadelphia? Most probably couldn't tell you. Tight end coach in Green Bay, an assistant coach. What was Sean McVay doing before the Rams hired him? Do you think most people know?
No. Nope.
Sean McVay was the offensive coordinator in Washington, D.C., and you know who was calling most of the plays? Jay Gruden. For yeah. Most of the time. And he got his first job. Now look at the results. What was Matt Nagy doing in Kansas City before? Or where was Matt Nagy 3 years before Kansas City, before he got the 1 year of calling plays when Andy turned it over to him? Most people don't know. And none of those guys were huge names before they got the job. So the only way we'll know, like a quarterback, is put him in there. Let's see. If it doesn't work in 3 years or 4 years, you make a change. I have a hunch it's going to work. The quarterback responded. The team responded. Now he's got the task of not just handling one side of the ball, but also being the guy who has to lead men on a 53-man roster and be part of the personnel decisions and all that with John Dorsey. But I love the hire. You guys know I'm a Freddie Kitchens fan.
Sean, if you're the Browns and you're Freddie Kitchens, do you remain the play caller? Or do you say, now I'm gonna hire an offensive coordinator who's going to come in here, run a similar offense, but he gets to call the plays? So, like, how do you balance that?
It's trust. You know this. You've covered it a long time, played it. You get what I'm talking about. It's trust. It's the fact that he believed there's somebody there, Sam, anybody, who he trusts to do what he wants. It's one thing to talk about it in your staff meetings and then say, go do it. But I'm talking about really trust that you in your heart as a head coach say, when I turn this over, this dude's ready. And I believe he'll give me and may even do better than me because he's been around me and learned more. And boom, I can throw him in there. That's the key. Most guys that I know, at least early on, when they get their first head coaching job, after being an offensive or defensive coordinator, they trust themselves a little more until they've trained that guy. And what I mean by trained is the guy's been around him. You know the lingo he talks, that you're finishing sentences for him. So my gut tells me Freddie goes head coach, calls plays the first year. Until he gets, and I get it, it's his job. He's head coach. Everything now that happens is no longer somebody else's fault. Even if it isn't his fault, it's his fault. So that he's responsible for it all. So my gut, and why not? He's just getting into the rhythm of it. Hell, he hadn't even had a full season of it. So they adjusted. But the key is you have to go find great coordinators that you trust, great assistant coaches that you trust, and then you develop them and bring them. And you, I always believe you hire assistant coaches that you think have head coaching potential. Jimmy Johnson did it. Bill Walsh did it. Andy Reid's doing it. I mean, that's how they do it. You want great assistants to respectfully challenge you, that challenge your mind, that help you think, well, maybe this isn't the best. There's more ears and more eyes. You only need one chef in the kitchen, but the assistant chefs need to be pretty damn good. So I think in my mind, he'll obviously get a coordinator, but I, until he trusts somebody to do what he likes to do in certain situations, I would do the same thing, call the plays until I get him, and eventually make the transition so you can oversee it all. My gut, and I have no idea, I haven't talked to anybody, would be that the first time in, like Matt Nagy's doing, like Sean McVay's doing, like Doug Peterson's doing, that they would call their own plays until they trust it. And look who Peterson had. Frank Reich and DeFilippo, yep, both really good, and he still trusted himself to call the plays more.
Sean Salisbury with us, former NFL quarterback. I agree with you. We were saying we think Freddie's going to call his plays. That doesn't mean he couldn't have a coordinator and still call the plays, as some guys do, which takes some of the load off in terms of the preparation. As far as the defense goes, Sean, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of changes. Greg Williams is gone. Maybe a lot of those guys might go somewhere else with him. Who knows? You think there'd be an overhaul there. Do you think it makes sense, since Freddie Kitchens has so little experience in terms of being, you know, an upper-level coach, coordinator, head coach, to hire a more seasoned defensive coordinator that can really run that side of the ball?
Yeah, and I understand what I'm saying here. I don't think age has experience, does age doesn't. I don't think age has anything. I have no problem hiring a 28-year-old coach or a 30-year-old coach, or when they do with Sean McVay. I have no problem with that. Just like I don't have a problem hiring a 70-year-old coach like Tom Moore when he was in his 70s, who'd coached Terry Bradshaw and was with Peyton Manning during his best years and then went to Arizona. He was with us in Minnesota, a spectacular teacher. And he was in his 70s. Tom's been around football longer than most of us been alive. So I don't have a problem with that either. Look at Dick LeBeau. Hell, LeBeau's forgotten more football than most good coordinators will ever know. So, yes, but the key is the experience. I think it'd be a mistake, just like if I was advising Cliff Kingsbury, it'd be a mistake to go hire somebody who's got the same experience as you as a defensive coordinator in the NFL. I would go the Sean McVay route. It doesn't mean you have to hire somebody Wade Phillips' age. I would go find a guy who's innovative, who's got that same pressure, who understands schemes. You watch from a guy like Brett Venables did. Todd Bowles has always been good. Now Chicago's jumping in, as well as Tampa. Somebody who's been there, who's had his ass kicked, who's also had great success, who can almost be a second set of, because McVay gets in his first time head coach. You look at Wade Phillips, man, been a head coach, been a successful coordinator. He's there to, it's a sounding board, man. Hey, Wade, I'm not the smartest guy in the room all the time. Tell me what you'd do in this situation. I always believe, I tell quarterbacks that I train or have trained or anywhere for advice, go spend time with the defensive coordinator. Go spend time with him. How would he attack you? How would he attack your offense? How would he defend you? Same with the head coach. How would you deal with me? Other situations you've been in. You've been in Super Bowls. I would hire, whether it's seasoned or a four-year guy, a guy that's had success, that's been kicked in the teeth. Hell, why not go try to steal away a guy like Jim Schwartz, assistant head coach and defensive coordinator from Philly? Somebody who's been in the fire. I don't think it'd be wise to hire a first-time defensive coordinator when you're a first-time head coach.
Agreed.
And if you go out and get a first-time offensive coordinator, maybe a little difficult. You need somebody who's got a little bit of experience understanding what postseason football looks like. I think that'd be a smart move. But he's also got to be somebody Freddie trusts.
Sean, you going to throw your name in the hat for quarterback coaching jobs?
You know what? Well, I was offered the Arizona Cardinals quarterback coaching job with Denny Green, and I turned it down at the 11th hour. I was at ESPN doing television. My kids were younger. Last summer, LSU, because they had their full staff, called me in June, just before I switched companies to go do radio where I'm at now at iHeart, and offered me the one analyst job, but wanted me to work with their quarterbacks. And there's still been a lot of talk this fall
about me joining them. I don't know what's going to happen. I've turned them down, but I'm ready for that. And I would not be ready to call plays as an offensive coordinator. Now, I go through it, and I've studied old school, new school, and I know it. But that's a different egg, man. You've got to get experience calling that to be fast-paced where that clock's moving. But I can tell you this, and I don't mean it arrogant at all. I understand the quarterback position can teach it and coach it and mechanically teach it and teach guys to play better as well as anybody that I've ever been around. And I don't mean that. I'm not smarter than Belichick. When it comes to that specific position and how to get him to play better than I ever did, that I do know because it's a passion for me. I've never really thrown it into the ring. I've been contacted. LSU came out of nowhere. So we'll see. If you're asking me if Freddie Kitchens called me, could I help? The answer is yes. And could I coach Baker Mayfield, the quarterbacks? The answer is yes. And would I leave my job right now to go be the quarterback coach in that town in Cleveland? I wouldn't even pack my bags. I'd be on the next flight like a doggone guy that just carried – I carry a toothbrush and get my ass to Cleveland. That position I do know, and I do know how to coach it. And we'll see this time around. But that's an itch I haven't scratched as far as – just because I haven't had the label of coach, I train quarterbacks all over the country, I do know how to coach. And I don't mean it arrogant at all. I know that position and what it takes because I've talked to and learned from the best in the world.
Well, then, would we lose you as a regular guest, though, Sean?
I'm guessing we would.
And all I ever say is give me an interview.
Yeah.
If I'm not any good, move on. Set me across the table. But if Freddie, and thank you for the fun and little endorsement, but, well, if Freddie says, Sean, you're allowed to go on for 15 minutes a week, I'd do it.
Nice.
But don't ask me what the game plan is against the Steelers other than kicking their ass. I wouldn't be able to tell you anything else.
Sean, great stuff, man. Hey, that'd be pretty cool if that happened. That'd be awesome.
Well, I'd love it. You know, there's some things, and it's gotten close in one situation. We'll see. But if it happens, it happens, and I'm open to it. And one thing I do know how to do that my old man taught me, I know how to prepare, and I know how to study, and I also know how to work. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need, and that's a great town. So we'll see. But congrats to Freddie. Congrats to the Cleveland Browns. I love you guys, man. You guys keep killing it, and a lot of excitement floating around Cleveland. And wouldn't it be great if you're Freddie and anybody else in that staff to be a part of that? It's awesome.
It'd be sweet. Hey, you're ready, buddy. We know that. I mean, you've got as much knowledge as anybody.
I'm not smart at much. That position I do know. Other than that, don't ask me to go coach the kicker because I might kick him right in his rib cage. But other than that, I'm good.
great stuff, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You guys. Keep it up.
All right, Sean Salisbury. Great stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.